This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
As of Wednesday, April 13, 2022, Montana reports 273,022 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 54 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 15 new cases in Yellowstone County, that's Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 9 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. 8 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 5 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish, and more new cases in 13 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 341. Currently, 13 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,259 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 985,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,400,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. President Joe Biden's administration has told rural Americans it'll be spending a lot of money to improve health care in rural areas. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that the COVID-19 pandemic exposed long-standing problems with health care infrastructure in remote parts of the country and pushed many rural health providers to the brink. President Biden's administration, through the Agriculture Department, has awarded $43 million in grants to 93 rural health care providers and community groups in 22 states, including Montana. The grants for rural health care are part of the benefits of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act and the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package to rural Americans. In Terry, Montana, a hospital was awarded about $500,000 to upgrade its emergency room. Bert Keltner, CEO of the Prairie County Hospital District, said the critical access hospital, built in the 1970s, had fallen into disrepair until staff began making upgrades after 2016. Keltner said he's relieved the hospital is working on a project that goes beyond the pandemic. The Biden administration recently unveiled a rural playbook that touts the billions of dollars the infrastructure laws will funnel into areas with far-flung resources. Projects include expanding high-speed internet, creating clean drinking water and modern wastewater systems, spurring good-paying jobs, and in the case of Wednesday's Agriculture Department announcement, improving access to health care. A new report looking at the effects that Medicaid coverage has on the health of Montanans found that people covered under the state's expansion program used emergency departments less frequently the longer they were enrolled in Medicaid. The report found that the number of people going to the emergency department dropped 14% between their first and second year with health care coverage under the Medicaid expansion program. At the same time, people with chronic physical and behavioral health conditions saw specialists for care more frequently. Over 3 years, the number of people who went to the ER for preventable dental problems also went down by a third. When the state expanded Medicaid starting in 2016, it increased the number of people with health insurance. Montana spends a lower portion of its state general fund on its overall Medicaid program, even compared with neighboring states that did not expand Medicaid. Montana has been effective at saving money by moving people to programs where the federal match dollars are the highest, as well as negotiating higher federal reimbursement rates. The state also benefits from an assessment on hospitals to help pay for the program. Montana State University's Bobcat Athletics is holding a public design contest for the 2022 Gold Rush official T-shirt. Montana State football will host McNeese State on Saturday, September 3rd in the 15th annual Gold Rush game at Bobcat Stadium. MSU is seeking design submissions for the official Gold Rush T-shirt that's traditional for the game. The winner of the T-shirt design contest will receive $500, 4 tickets to the Gold Rush game, and on-field recognition at the game. Some design elements are required on the shirts, and design submissions are due Monday, April 25th. There's more information at msubobcats.com.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.